Problems with voting equipment in Vermilion County delayed release of final poll numbers until shortly past 1 a.m. Only then did Myers concede the race to Frericks, who says he realized late in the campaign just how close this race could be.
This district is one of the few competitive races in the state, and so it attracted a lot of attention from leadership in both parties. But I think at the end of the day, you had two candidates who went out and worked very hard. They got their messages out, and the voters decided.
Numbers from the Associated Press show Myers lost by 666 votes, or just 1%. But there was optimism a short time earlier at the Danville Boat Club, where about 30 Myers supporters were glued to their cell phones and the TV for updates from the polls.
We knew it would be a close race, and certainly it has turned out that way.
Despite the defeat, Myers says she and her staff ran an effective campaign. She says one of her greatest regrets about losing to Frericks is that it enlarges the Democrats' majority in the Illinois Senate.
It's not just a Senate race. This was the last race that could have made a difference in the Democrats having a total veto control of the Senate.
Meanwhile, Socialist Equality candidate Joe Parnarauskas says he's happy with earning 3% of the vote, although it does fall short of the 5% required to earn easy ballot access for his party.
We're moving forward to, you know, building a mass political party of the working class and to really confront the two parties of big business, the Democrats and Republicans. And we're going to continue to organize and to educate local folks in East Central Illinois and throughout Illinois.
Frericks says his first priority as a state senator will be to tackle education funding reform. Frericks says he doesn't know when he'll be resigning his post as Champaign County Auditor. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.